And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. Class 4A Boys State Golf Tournament finished up this afternoon at Prairie West Golf Course in Weatherford. Heading into today's final round, Elk City Elks were sitting in a tie for third after day one with a two-day total of 623. That was tied with Holland Hall behind the top two teams, Oklahoma Christian at 580, Heritage Hall at 584. Today's conditions hot and breezy, and the Elks finished in fourth place after the third round 317, three-day total of 940. Kasha Hall came from a shot behind Elk City. They finish at 304 today, claimed third, three-day total of 930. The top two teams battled until the final hole. When the dust cleared, it was Oklahoma Christian, a single shot better than Heritage Hall. OCS shot a final round 299. They shoot 879 for three rounds to take the title. Heritage Hall fired 296 today, came up a single shot short at 880. Individual state champion is Ryder Cowan from OCS. Ryder shot rounds of 67, 68, 68, finishes the 3 days at 10 under, two shots ahead of Heritage Hall freshman Ben Lathrop. Individually for the Elks, Mason Schmidt finishes the 3 days with a total of 214. That was good enough for a fourth place individual finish. Nathan Walmack placed eighth, shooting 225. Tristan Dunn ended up with a 246. Braden Duncan's 3 days of 255, and Keaton Twyman ended up the 3 day total of 277. Schmidt and Walmack both missed out from qualifying for All-State by just a couple of shots to the OCS duo of Cowan and his teammate Bryant Polehill. Both Big Elk seniors would have easily qualified for the All-State team if we'd been on the east side of the state. They bested Cushing's Colby Legs 229 and Tyler Westbrock's 251. Once again, the Big Elk golf team finishes fourth, and they also finish as the top public school team in the state. That's four out of the last 5 years, but no state titles awarded for that honor. Class A and B baseball titles were handed out yesterday afternoon in Edmond Santa Fe. Class A champion is Rattan, who defeated Sterling 11-3. Class B was won by Fort Cobb Broxton 9-4 over Roff. Amazing athletic year for Fort Cobb Broxton, who won the fall baseball state title and the boys basketball state championship to go along with yesterday's triumph. Class 4A baseball bracket is set after yesterday's completion of the last regional tournament. Elk City Elks will play Ullagaw. They scored 6 runs in the sixth to top Salisaw yesterday 8-6. So the bracket looks like this on Thursday at Edmond Memorial. First game is Tuttle and Fort Gibson at 11. The Elks and Ullagaw follow at 1:30. Blanchard faces off against Pryor at 4. Nightcap is Lone Grove and Cushing at 6:30. We'll have the Big Elks and Ullagaw live streamed on BigElkTV.com coming up Thursday afternoon at 1:30. We'll also be able to live stream a possible semifinal on Friday, but Saturday's state title game, if the Elks will in it, would be a radio-only broadcast. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.